You know, you look at some of the rules coming out of Washington, or you look at some of the rules coming out of Lansing or different places, and you wonder, how do they expect businesses to survive? Why do they hate business so much? For the most powerful voice in business in Michigan, the Michigan Chamber Business Brief now, Michael Lamo, Director of Environmental and Energy Affairs. Mike, nice to have you back.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me, Steve.
You know, and I keep an eye a little bit on what's happening in Lansing, of course, with different bills and so forth. And I scratch my head about a lot of it. And I know you do as well, because you're sounding the alarm bells on these brownfield property reuse bills. First of all, for people that don't understand what a brownfield is, just give them a definition and explain it a little bit.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we're talking fundamentally about sites in the state, properties in the state that are contaminated with some type of historical contamination. Not all contaminated sites are brownfields, but all brownfields are contaminated sites. And so that's why we're sounding the alarm bells, if you will, about this legislation that would really do a ton to add costs and liability onto businesses that are handling or owning these properties. And the problematic thing here, Steve, is that the bill sponsors or some of the environmental groups that are pushing for these bills will say, we have too many contaminated sites in the state. We have too many brownfields in the state. We need to do something. And so we need this legislation. But if you look at what the legislation really does, it would do nothing to address that issue. It would actually exacerbate it. It would lead to less cleanups happening, and it would lead to more brownfields going undeveloped. And so we're sitting here, as you said, scratching your head, wondering why this is the approach being taken, because it's going to have the opposite intended effect.
You know, here's the thing. Michigan is a manufacturing state. We have been for, 150 years. So when it comes to cleanup, there's all sorts of contaminated sites in Michigan because we used to do things, and maybe not in such an environmentally conscious way, is a fair way to put it, Mike. And so therefore, you've got all these issues. And here's what concerns me. Somebody buys a piece of property, right? And, you know, they've owned the property for whatever period of time. And then the state comes along and says, oh, my gosh, we've got this problem here, and it's on you to clean it up. Wait a second. I never bargained for that. I didn't know any. There was no disclosure. These are some of the things you're talking about. One company buys a property to develop something new. Next thing you know, maybe there was an underground fuel tank or something of that nature that leaked in some fashion. And then it's on them. It destroys business. Look, I understand cleaning up the environment. I understand protecting our waterways, our soil and our air and all of these things. But just punishing people ruthlessly financially is not the solution most days, is it?
Absolutely. And, you know, I want to reiterate that, you know, the chamber strongly champions solutions to cleaning and protecting our environment. Our members are out there every day cleaning up these sites and doing what's best to protect the environment. And it is an economic reality that we're a manufacturing state. And as part of that, have a legacy to that. We also saw regulations updated over time as we learned more and the science told us more. And so that was part of how the structure, the legal structure is today, where it takes that into account so that you're not held liable for something that you didn't do. Now, it doesn't mean you're completely off the hook. You have what are called due care obligations. There are things you have to do to manage any kind of risk that contamination poses. But to your point, if you're all of a sudden turning around and saying, now you're liable, now you have to do X, Y, and Z and some situations take all the contamination out of the ground and cost millions of dollars. Well, that just drives businesses away. And it creates this incredible chilling effect on the property reuse market in the state.
So it's not the same in all states. And so here's the thing. We get rid of right to work. We bring back unionization. We don't have great infrastructure and roads. We have these other problems of you know, hey, you buy the property, buyer beware is what you're saying. I mean, this doesn't add up to being prosperous in Michigan. And we were told previously we're never going to get back to the the employment rate until we get to 2030 of where we were before the pandemic. We're never going to get there if this continues. We're never going to have industry come here the way it used to, ever, under these kinds of policies, are we?
It's just so important to recognize that what we're talking about in the phase of any one project is what's termed the make-ready phase of a development. So this is just to get to a flat lot where you can build on, right? So projects and large-scale developments are complicated projects. And you're trying to just get to this point where it's basically the status quo so you can start building. If we're talking about making that orders of magnitude more expensive, it just won't happen. And frankly, you're right. It does happen differently in other states. These bills would certainly make us an outlier. And right now, the current system we have, Part 201, is considered a national model. It's considered a national model in terms of leveraging private investment.
Right.
That's a good thing. That leads to more development.
Yeah. What we need in Lansing is manure management policies and systems. That's what we need. Here's another one on the list. Mike, you can weigh in on this one. Because I saw this flag. Apparently Governor Whitmer wants to go ahead and pilfer the teachers' retirement fund. But that's not the only one. Retirement savings programs and the way they're administered, the way they're done. Apparently we being the Democrats, want to change all of that.
Yeah, no, I mean, we're seeing a lot of discussion going on about how we prioritize spending and where that money comes from. And it can be concerning when you've seen how the last few budget cycles have gone. This $9 billion in discretionary dollars that were appropriated, you know, it's a question of where does it come from? And now we're starting to see some controversial ideas being floated. And we're seeing that for brownfield development as well. And we're seeing this around the tipping fee being proposed, where we're talking about a 1,289% increase to the tipping fee, the trash tax, if you will, so that we can try to fund contaminated site cleanup. It's a massive increase, and at the same time, it only raises anywhere from $60 to $80 million, which is nowhere near what you could put that into one single site. And so we're sitting here just trying to advocate and encourage lawmakers to really look at the policy, look at what we're doing, and talk about what's sustainable for this state and what leads to a more prosperous economy.
Yeah, more people working. You know, the way you raise taxes, you get more people working, get more people involved in the economy, not by just raising taxes and raising, you know, this whole notion that billionaires will pay the whole, you know, the foot the bill is. Well, it's bizarre because the math doesn't work. But then again, most politicians are mathematically illiterate. So you have that going.
Well, and I would just say again, the process really matters here, you know.
It
and
does.
So we want to have these conversations. We had a little bit of a fire drill this week where we thought this anti-brownfield development legislation was going to be up for a committee hearing, where we're talking to the bill sponsors saying, look, these bills need to see massive changes before they're even ready for a committee hearing.
Right.
What are we doing?
That's the problem. I don't know if they do know what they're doing. That's my point. They're economically and financially illiterate. Too many politicians on both sides of the aisle don't understand math or the economy or how things work. They really don't. Sad but true. Michael Lamo, Director of Environmental and Energy Issues at the Chamber. Thank you for being here, as always.
Thanks so much, Steve. Have a great day.
You too. We'll get updates on that stuff and those bills, you know, as those things happen, as things warrant. Back for the phone calls on a free-for-all Friday, 877-310-9966. And maybe a week cleanup. I'll tidy up around here after the break.
The cost of heating and cooling your home seems to be going up every year, and you know it. But there's something you can do. With the WellConnect Hybrid Geothermal System, you can cut your utility costs by hundreds, maybe thousands of dollars a year. How? If you have a well in your yard and use propane, natural gas, heating oil, or even wood, the patented WellConnect system could save you a ton of money. That's right, your well is the renewable green energy source for your WellConnect hybrid geothermal system, delivering a state-of-the-art heat pump, usually in less than a day. WellConnect is the Michigan-made solution to cutting your utility bills. In the last year, WellConnect reduced propane consumption by 1 million gallons, saving Michigan homeowners over $1 million. Get connected to WellConnect right now, and you can still qualify for a 30% federal tax credit and utility rebates, but they won't be here forever. Find out more right now. Visit WellConnectSaves.com, WellConnectSaves.com, or call 989-356-2113. WellConnect.
The pandemic has made it clear. If you're overweight, have diabetes, or high blood pressure, you are at risk. My Pure Health Solutions wants you to get healthy. If you've been thinking about losing weight, there's no better time than right now. With My Pure Health Solutions, you can do it all from the privacy of your own home. My Pure Health Solutions will build a custom plan just for you to lose weight, lower your blood pressure, and even boost your immune system. If you're ready to take control of your weight and your health, today is the day. Go to GruberHealth.com, GruberHealth.com.
Sportsmanship has never been more important. Between the lines in athletics and outside those lines in our communities. To listen, to respect, to understand, to practice common decency, to have competition without contentiousness. Sportsmanlike qualities are essential components of life itself. Let's all work together to not only be good sports, but good people. A message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association, promoting the value and values of educational athletics.